I guess this is our first podcast.
Yeah, welcome guys.
Featuring
episode one.
Episode one.
Of, what's the podcast called? Throat Goats?
Throat Goats.
No, that's the episode name.
We can't have a whole podcast be
that.
Yeah,
the podcast name is Out of Pocket Podcast.
Oh, Out of Pocket.
Okay, so welcome to Out of Pocket Podcast. Mm-hmm. Patent pending.
Name pending. Topic pending.
Everything pending.
It's all pending.
Yeah. Even this guy, he's like been in pending mode for like, I don't know.
Never agreed to this. I'm not here of my own free will, please. Someone, please call 911.
29 years.
Oh, he kids.
Yeah, he's been like pending for 29 years.
Oh my gosh.
So we're starting. No termination date.
Damn, I don't think we've gotten comfortable enough with our audience to be talking about termination date. They don't even know who we are.
Well, they'll find out.
We have to introduce ourselves.
We know who we are.
Oh, we know who we are.
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you are.
Yeah, but do we have to introduce ourselves?
No, they'll figure it out.
Will they?
Okay.
When? Yeah. Episode 2?
Episode 2. You gotta keep watching.
Stay tuned. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. They're like, what?
It's not even on YouTube. It's on Spotify.
Yeah. So this episode is brought to you by, what's it sponsored by?
We're not sponsored.
Looking for sponsors.
Yeah, hit us up. What's a good one?
This is so...
I don't know, Nike?
Nike, Lulu.
Lululemon.
Samsung.
Samsung.
LG.
Honda?
Honda? Yo.
Okay, let's cross over.
Oh, you're getting a motorcycle.
Let's start crossing over to
the APAC market.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Abercrombie and Fitch is making a comeback?
They are. Uh-huh. These pants are Abercrombie, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wait, when did you get them?
A couple weeks ago.
Why didn't you tell him and inform him of all your...
Wait, did you not? No. Wait, why do you know that Abercrombie & Fitch is on the comeback?
Because it's like, you know, it's on Morning Brew.
You saw him, what's Morning Brew?
It's the sponsored by Morning Brew.
Is that another podcast?
No, it's a newsletter.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
Did you say the newsletter? By the way, Abercrombie & Fitch is like...
Like, is it like the economy? Oh, like the numbers?
Is their stocks are going up?
Yeah,
because like a couple years ago, they got them from like a really big fire. CEO says that fat people shouldn't be models or something like that.
I feel like Lululemon guy said that too.
But
no,
he's the CEO.
You told me that though. Like,
yeah.
Did you tell me that?
Probably.
The Lululemon guy named it Lululemons because Asian people have trouble saying Lululemon.
Yo, that's different. Asian people are not fat people.
That's just hilarious.
Lululemon. Yeah. Oh no. And so it starts again. Yes. Asian people can say Lululemon.
Wait, but actually though, the old CEO of Abercrombie said fat people.
Yeah, no, it's like, we don't want our models to be fat or something.
I thought it was Hollister. Didn't they have those service guys?
They're the same company. Hollister and Abercrombie are the same company. I think.
They must be.
I think so, yeah.
They all have eagles and mooses. Moose knuckles.
Do you have anything to contribute to them?
No, I don't.
I feel like the moderator up here.
Is there a difference between a moose knuckle and a camel toe?
What is a moose knuckle?
Is there?
Are those the same things?
I feel like camel toe is for women, no?
But
it's
moose
knuckle.
Is for men?
Yeah.
What's that? No!
Wait,
what's a moose knuckle?
I don't know what a moose knuckle is.
I think your dick is like really apparent. Your package is like very apparent.
That's not a moose knuckle.
Why did you say moose knuckle? Where did you hear that?
No, because Abercrombie's old logo was a moose. They don't have
a logo.
They don't have a logo.
They don't have a logo anymore.
They rebranded everything.
Look up what a moose knuckle and look up what a camel toe
is. I think the thumbnail for this podcast should be moose knuckle.
Are you?
Okay. We'll
Or is that a thesaurus?
Oh, I've looked it up before. It says urban dictionary.
Okay. What does it say?
Moose knuckle is a man's version of a camel toe.
Oh, really?
The result of wearing spandex or pants that are way too tight.
And then press the camel toe. That has a link.
That's a women's version.
Crotch cleavage, especially on a woman.
Yeah.
Wearing tight. I told you guys.
Yay or nay for moose knuckle?
Like, do I like it?
Yeah.
name.
Oh, so were you gonna say it depends on who?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
What are you doing to get a poll of one person? Yeah, your name, Moose Knuckle.
She's the only girl here.
I know.
I'm not gonna go, John. Do you like Moose Knuckle?
Honestly, I was about to answer. I was like, nay. I was like, wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where are you going with this survey?
What about you? Yay or nay?
What?
Oh, what about this? Justin Bieber's Moose Knuckle. Remember, like, years and years ago?
Yeah, Moose Knuckle?
He years and years ago.
I'm not gonna look that
there
up.
Was like...
No, I don't think I'm gonna look that up.
It was like, oh, okay, never mind. I guess I'm...
Did you look it up? Is that why Moose Knuckle came up?
Excuse me, I'm on the internet. I'm not a boomer, okay? I know Justin Bieber.
Oh, it just popped up, right?
You know Justin Bieber's Moose Knuckle.
Yeah. Did Richie send it to you?
No, it's not Moose Knuckle, but it was like, oh, Justin Bieber, like, has, like, an underwear model, like a photo shoot, and there's like his junk was kind of bulging a little bit.
They do that on purpose.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But like, I looked at it and I was like,
Photoshop.
Like, right. This is really innocuous. Like, it's like nothing.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. It felt like a Ken doll.
Like, you didn't have anything.
You stripped the Ken doll, it's like there's nothing there.
Yeah, because like when you say moose knuckle, you expect like a moose like thing,
yeah,
right?
Like a jockstrap kind of thing.
Yeah, you expect a huge thing. But like when people said that and I looked at the picture, I was just like, it's like a Ken doll. Like, what are you talking about?
Did you see any moose knuckles today when we were running?
Today? No.
No.
What?
I didn't.
We're just passing people.
Okay,
if anything,
okay.
We just see, you know, butts.
Alright, can I ask you guys then?
Yeah.
Crush cleavage, yay or nay?
What is crotch cleavage?
Oh, well, camel toe.
Oh, camel toe.
It depends on who.
It's not something I'm looking for. It's just
me
like...
either. If it just pops up, it's like an ad.
It's an ad!
What?
It's skippable in 5 seconds.
It's either you X it out or you click on it, right? So that's my answer for camel toe.
Honestly, that's
David,
a pretty good description.
What?
It is, right? Right, that's what an ad does. You don't ask for an ad, it just pops up. You don't ask for a camel toe, it just pops up. You either are interested in the ad, or you're not. It depends on the ad. Hence, it depends on the person.
Okay.
That's carrying the toe.
Yeah. Either you look at it and then you look away, so you know you skip on the ad, or
yeah.
You look a little bit more.
Yeah, you look up and you're like, okay, I'm interested. Then you go on a shopping spree and you're like, oh shoot, what did I do?
Oh, we're still-
For the ad.
Oh, we're talking about ads?
Yeah.
About,
like... I think the analogy has gone as far as it's
How did we get here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Abercrombie stocks are up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they are. They rebranded.
Get closer. You're out of frame.
We're out of frame.
Yeah.
So yeah, Abercrombie sponsor us.
Yeah. And Fitch.
Yeah, and Fitch.
And
who is Fitch?
And Honda.
I don't know.
Samsung.
Like, who's Hollister? Like,
are we just gonna say names of
Hollister?
Like,
is that a name?
Is that a name. American Eagle, but we know an eagle.
Hollister?
And an American.
Yeah.
You mean say names that we're not sponsored by?
Yeah, but like, it's like a wish list of sponsorship.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
Penguin
it?
Clubhouse, sponsor us.
Where's the book?
Club Penguin?
Oh
no,
oh.
No, the publishing company.
Oh. Is Club Penguin still a thing?
I have no idea. I feel like I should know because I have like I went to
it's Roblox,
like,
you
creative
boomers.
Writing MFA,
is it?
But I don't.
No, it's not. It's Roblox now.
I think it actually shut down.
Club Penguin.
Club, stop.
Oh,
shut
wait, it's
down.
A game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking talking
2005.
No, he is talking about the publishing company.
Yeah, I am.
I was not.
We just all have ADHD. That's what it is.
Not all of us. Us too.
Yeah, they're normal.
It maximizes when we're together.
That's questionable, but yeah.
It's 2005 to 2017. I think it shut down.
Club Penguin?
Yeah. Did you hear about when they tipped the iceberg in Club Penguin?
No. I never played. That was the era of RuneScape, MapleStory, and Club Penguin. You belong in three camps.
No, I played all of them.
You
I was like the avatar.
That's why you were trash at all.
Yes!
I did RuneScape and MapleStory.
Oh, man.
Wait, what level were you on RuneScape?
I think I
might have to take away that high five.
I can't remember. Maybe I was like 50 or something.
50.
Oh, you're too good. You're too good for that. Okay.
Sorry, I spent all my youth playing RuneScape. That's why.
Then
I touched grass.
You were just spawn camping all these noobs in the wilderness, weren't you? Weren't you?
You
were
cutting trees.
You were cutting trees? Okay.
I was a woodcutter.
Bot.
Botted.
Those graphics were insane.
Insanely good, yeah.
No, like...
It was good for our time, okay?
It was just like blocks and blobs.
and with they got better. What, they had to compete with what's that? World of Warcraft.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. How can you pay? Well,
I could afford World of Warcraft.
Yeah. How can you compete?
Do you guys feel like you're up to date with the games nowadays?
I don't play anything. These two do.
Do you?
Yeah. Vaguely.
I'm only up to date with Nintendo stuff. I don't play PS or Xbox.
Okay, I'm waiting for the Nintendo Switch 2 to come out. I'm so excited.
It's gonna come out soon.
Yeah.
Next year, maybe.
Nintendo Switch 2?
Yeah.
Why? What's the second?
Or the,
the
next iteration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was
the next
like,
iteration.
That's the name?
Yeah.
What does it look like? It looks the same, exactly the same thing?
It hasn't come out. Or nothing has come out yet.
Oh.
It keeps getting delayed.
Next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for now, I'm like kind of staving myself over by like just playing Stardew Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I grew a giant pumpkin at some point, and I was like so proud of myself and screenshotted that and like sent it to my coworker on Teams. And, like, he was just like, oh, I thought you were my bitch boss, like, you know, sending me a screenshot of an email and telling me to do something about it. And I was just like, no, dude, I just wanted to show you my giant pumpkin.
He was like, just be proud of my accomplishment.
You sent that on Teams?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Why?
Work email? I mean, work company stuff?
That's kind of funny, though.
Why?
No, that's hilarious. I would send that out.
Yeah, like, it's so annoying.
Just to scare people on a weekend.
I sent it during working hours on the weekday. I think basically this guy is like so traumatized by his boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
That like we'll just be talking about anything. Like I'm just like, and then Oreos, and then like, you know, we're going on a picnic and like doing like this like fun stuff, and then how was your weekend, right? And all of a sudden he's like, yeah, and then like I got triggered because my boss like blah blah blah, and I'm like, you need like help. Like, are you okay? And it's like, send him a screenshot of like Stardew Valley. It's like giant pumpkin. It's like, oh, I thought you were like sending like you're my boss. Like, script sending me a screenshot of an email because that's how she like gets things organized.
Oh,
like,
dude, culture is bad.
Yeah.
I see some memes where it's like, oh, when I'm on vacation, and then I hear Slack ping, Teams message, email ping. I'm like, oh. It's just traumatized. It's like,
yeah.
Where is it coming from?
Just disoriented.
Uh-huh.
I saw a reel was like you climbed the corporate ladder too high,
mm-hmm.
and now you're just full of anxiety, and it's just different pings from different screens.
Oh yeah.
It just doesn't know where it's coming from.
It's like playing Where is the Sound Coming From?
Yeah.
The tab, but it's like,
yeah.
Which email do I code?
Just what I told people. Close your eyes and pretend it's not happening. Nothing's happening.
That's why I don't have the sound on my
Oh.
Yeah.
I also just don't open it. Like, did you get that? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
But that's those are the happiest people ever.
Exactly. See, oblivious,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do work.
What is it?
Ignorance
is bliss.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why blind people are, we won't say it.
Out of pocket.
I didn't finish it.
But we know.
Yeah.
I will say though that some people with like misfortune, you know, on them,
mm-hmm.
some of the happiest people.
No, honestly though, actually, yeah. They kind of have to be, right?
I guess so.
You kind of have to be to like keep going.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, if you survive, if you,
wait,
if,
what? No?
if you keep going, oh really?
I mean, I'm sure it's not always rainbows and butterflies,
yeah.
right? But like, you kind of have to be the really positive person.
Well, okay, so it depends. I feel like they fall into two camps, the people who have like a lot of misfortune. Like there's the camp that is like tries their best to be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they know their situation is not good, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time
best.
They try, right? I have like one friend who's like, oh, I'm gonna pick up like wood cutting or something like that, like wood carving, right? And she's like, I'm gonna create a like smaller block out of this bigger block or something like that. She's like, yeah, it makes me really happy because I'm like imagining myself retiring in like a wood cabin, like doing this stuff. I'm like, okay, like good for you. But she knows like her current situation is not good for her, right? Every job, surrounded by idiots, mom and dad, gotta support them, typical immigrant story, like lost everything like at some point, right? But she's like keeping her spirits up. And then there's the other camp that's just like, every time there's even like the slightest like setback now, there's a okay, well, like, you know, my life has already been ruined by like a million other things, I'm just gonna give up.
Yeah, that or like, you guys watch Forrest Gump?
Yeah,
like Lieutenant Dan, he wanted to off himself,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I was mostly thinking about people with like physical disabilities.
How would we go from?
That's what I was thinking.
No, because he said blind, and I was just thinking about like blind or deaf,
I
or
thought
like
it was
if you're
general like malaise.
Oh no, I guess I was.
Oh no, I was thinking your camp.
Yeah.
Really,
when I was saying misfortune, I kind of just meant like.
I thought they were still talking about. Physical disabilities.
Yeah.
Can we
air this?
Should we
just
cut that part out? We go to like title sponsors.
We should
commercial break. So commercial break. Have you guys ever needed to use
Tide Pods? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would be a really good sponsor.
But you know what this reminds me of? Like, so at like my family store when my dad was around, like what happened was like he always put on the same radio station as like old rock station.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like the vibe of the store until my sister took it over, right? So whole vibe, which is like old rock, and like, you know, all the older customers, they loved it, right? But then, you know, because it's radio, there's like a bunch of ads, right? But all of the ads are like from Alzheimer's and like memory loss and like, do you need a nursing home and like all of this stuff. And I was like,
wait, what station? Do you remember the frequency?
I can't remember. Oh. I mean, if we dug around, I think we could find it. But at a certain point, I was like, Dad, this is depressing. Like, we just, like, not listen to the station. But he wouldn't stop. He's like, no, this is the station of the store. This is the vibe of the store. And I was like, Alzheimer's?
So, you know, everyone in this room, or...
Except for Esther.
And then, because... And Ginger too. They were like, "Oh, John, you have Alzheimer's probably because you just forget everything." And I was like, "Ah ha ha ha!" Just like laughing, right? So I go to the bathroom, right? And then Ginger goes after me. He's like, "John, you forgot to flush. What the heck, man?" I was like,
"Flush what though?
Flush the toilet."
I know, but what?
But like, wait.
Oh no! Pee pee.
Wait to destroy the romance.
No! Sorry. No, but it's like.
But if
oh,
he's okay with
I,
that.
No! I like to put it down because it's like more sanitary. I've been trying to like put the toilet seat down, you know, because like I'm a gentleman, you know, I got a girlfriend.
Okay, you don't flush it.
You don't flush. You don't put the seat down.
No, I put the
you
seat
don't
down.
Wipe.
I put it. I put the seat down, right? But the cover too, right? And so like I was like, oh, I forgot. And the junior goes like, you know, like. People with Alzheimer's, they forget to flush because they put the seat down or they pull up their pants and they're like, oh, why was I here again? And then they leave. And it's like, John, I'm worried about you. Do you have Alzheimer's? Like, oh,
I mean, you know, she's in the medical field though.
I know.
You stand up and go, what am I doing
here? So I guess I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I should wash my hands.
At least you remember to wash your hands. Actually, that's the most important.
But like, we're thinking about taking a trip out to LA together. Are we gonna have to be worried about that? Do I have to like check?
Where does John live?
No. We don't have to check.
He lives in Irvine.
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 What's the beach near West LA? What's the beach near LA?
There's Santa Monica Beach. There's
is that where like Muscle Beach is?
Kinda, yeah. Venice Beach.
Oh, Venice. That's where I went.
Yeah. And then, like, you kind of go down, and there's like a, I think.
Sorry, California.
There's a bunch of like other like more southern beaches, like Manhattan Beach, and then like Hermosa Beach, and then, the area that John took me to last time was Laguna Beach,
mm-hmm.
which I told you is like kind of old people vibe.
Yeah,
like,
it's
a lot of people mini golf.
That's where the OC was filmed, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
But then it's also really nice. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, "So, when are you gonna buy a writer's cottage here?" Right? And I was like, "Okay, well, it's really nice." And I was like, I mean, how much do these houses go for? And he's like, a couple mil, right? And I was just like, I really appreciate your faith in me, but like, I think it's more likely that you can buy a house. Like, you're a doctor, right? And he's like, nah, I believe in you, Esther. Buy a house. I'm like, no, I'm the liberal arts major.
Be in debt, buy a house, be homeless.
Why have a home when it's sunny all day, you know?
Yeah, that's why people go homeless in Hawaii.
I know.
Big, like, big homeless population.
Yeah. It's like, why have shelter? Shelter from what? There's no rain. There's no wind. There's no...
You can swim
like...
as your shower.
I feel like there, the line between homeless and just camping for a long time is like kind of like, you know... Overlooked.
Can't you call that camping for a long time? That's a nice way of saying homeless people.
But I kind of feel like that's the vibe there. No, it's like...
The
like,
vibe where? In California or
in
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
The hashtag van life,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, like the vibe in California.
You're
like
really
drugs.
Taking van life to the, like...
Yeah. No, like, vibe in California is like homeless drug people in the beach, right? But then in Hawaii, it's more like, I think, a little bit more like, okay, it's like, are they homeless or are they camping for a really long time?
No, they're homeless. The one guy I saw, the one time I went to Hawaii, Waikiki
Beach. Right, we need to preface this. The one time you went to Hawaii.
The one time. I'm coming back, though. Sponsor us, Hawaii.
The whole state of Hawaii.
Yeah. I don't want to claim I'm Hawaiian, but I am a Pacific Islander.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Yeah, no, there was this dude. There was just shit running down his legs. And he's walking down the... Where I was walking.
Where? In Hawaii?
In Hawaii, in Waikiki Beach. He was definitely homeless.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't rushing to, like, go to a bath. I don't know. He just not rushed. He just had shit down his pants. Like, he was like...
I guess you can just go in the water.
No, thank you. No. Because it's very blue. And if you shit in the water, it's going to turn brown. Oh, look, a brown fish.
Ew.
Ew. Never fish for brown fish, Esther.
Don't worry, they don't bite.
They really don't bite. You might not even need a hook.
Okay, this is...
You can catch them with your hands.
I'm contextualizing all my Hawaii adventures, so let's stop here.
Have you been?
It's like, let me live
yeah.
in
yeah, right?
a blissful ignorance.
You have?
Yeah.
Where?
Surfing, yoga. I went to Maui, to Kauai, and then I think Maui again. I can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah. So surfing, yoga, couch surfing, doing random stuff.
Surfing and couch surfing?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow, damn, that's a lot of surfing.
Like, I was...
Internet surfing.
That too. Well, I was just going nuts. Like, back then, like, honestly, like, I would just, like, go on random adventures, and I'd come by, my mom would be like, where the fuck did you go? Like, for, like, 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this when you still work remote?
I mean, some of it was remote, but some of it was, like, I was just, like, doing whatever I wanted. Like, in my youth, I was very just free. And then my family just couldn't control me.
Oh. Rebel.
I was. Well, I kind of still am. Even now, my mom's just like, oh my god, you're like an uncontrollable wench.
Yeah. Is this still recording if it says low battery?
I think so.
Wait, but do you have a... It's on the battery pack, isn't it?
Yeah. But
is your battery pack also low?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's a faux pas.
Let's see. I think it's still going, though.
I hope so.
Yeah, it is. It's, like, the numbers are, like, going.
Oh.
But let me see. It's, like, I don't know. I'll go until it goes. Okay, are you going to go up there now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. We're switching spots.
Oh, Clover was up there the whole time?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was comfortable. He's not, like,
This
not labored breathing.
This is our podcast mascot. His name is Clover, and he's famous throughout New York for being super cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is cute.
We need to will it into existence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and he also takes sponsorships, too.
Uh-huh.
Sponsor. Chewy. Petco. PetSmart.
PetSmart.
Yeah.
PetSmart.
Yeah.
It's Pet... A Pet Smart, right? Not Pet Smart.
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you saying?
It's
a Pet Smart?
No, it's not that your pet is smart. It's a Pet Smart. Right?
Mart?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Pet
are
Smart.
You
it's Pet apostrophe S Smart. I always thought it was Pet. You're a smart boy, like Pet Smart.
Oh, is it?
I have no idea. Pet Smart? I thought it was Pet Smart, and then...
And Pet Smart in what way, though?
It's a mart for pets.
I didn't think
you
about what
have.
It meant. I didn't think about what it meant. I was just like, PetSmart.
You know what other thing there is? So, there's this game called Pokemon Masters EX, right?
Huh.
It's just a Pokemon game. It's
yeah.
a mobile Pokemon game, right?
Yeah.
And then they put it into...
I just put 10 15 together.
So if you put it in one hashtag, right,
mm-hmm.
you can pronounce it as Pokemon Master Sex.
Yeah.
So they can't do that anymore.
Yeah, obviously. Someone didn't, proofread that.
Yeah. So one of
those
hashtags. Unintended consequences.
But hear me out, though.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, nothing.
Continue.
What?
No, I got nothing.
Continue.
Nope.
Okay. What were you gonna say?
I forgot.
Oh.
I had Alzheimer's.
Have you ever seen Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny, hear me out.
Oh god.
Lola Bunny?
Oh, you know, Space Jam? You know,
yeah. It's like,
god.
It's like the Lion King, hear me out all over again.
Oh god. Wait, what was the Lion King, hear me out?
Neil was like,
no,
do you remember the scene from Lion King? Hear me out. And then he didn't finish, and I was very concerned.
Nala.
What about Nala?
Yeah.
Great voice.
What do you want to see hear you about?
Yeah, Space Jam, great movie.
So I'm gonna. No
punny.
So I'm gonna really show you Pokemon. A Nala.
I don't want
picture.
To.
And I want you to.
Is it like a sexy picture?
You know what, I'm just gonna
a
look
sexy
up Nala
cartoon
from,
lion?
From Lion King.
Cause like I remember once like I saw a meme and I was like she's really sexy.
The cartoon lion.
I seen that.
Oh yeah.
Don't look at me with those eyes.
You talking to Nala or me?
Who are you talking to?
Oh wow, Friday's actually warm. I mean not warm, cold. Not cold. Not as hot. Colder.
English is a second language.
Oh, yeah.
English is hard.
Do you have any plans on Friday then?
No, it's just like I just been tired of being really hot, you know, because you know. All
right, I think
I'm also hot.
If there's any single people out here, Neil's looking.
No, what are you talking about? You're also looking.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
You're also looking.
I don't want anyone who watches this to. I don't want to see anybody who watches this.
Wow.
You wouldn't date a fan.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody.
He has morals.
Everybody.
I don't.
He needs someone.
No,
I
don't.
Okay, so like,
he needs someone.
Just message. Call.
Hit his DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Steven's phone number?
What's his ad? No, not his phone number.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
like doxing, basically.
You're trying to dox me?
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. What's your handle?
S-Robots.
Oh.
Oh, I like how you...
We'll beep that out.
At least let him do it.
Yeah, we'll beep that out.
You keep not dox me.
You know, guys are open too.
Yeah, what about you?
What? Guys are open too? No, they're not.
Your handle.
My handle? We're not. They can hit us up on the comments.
Oh, okay.
You're
going to play it cool then?
Yeah, we'll play it cool,
yeah.
You know?
Spotify doesn't have comments, though.
Oh. Hit us up on our email, our business email.
Do you handle just like...
Out of pocket. Nope.
Out of pocket.
At AOL.com.
Please, no.
Does it still exist?
No, I don't think so.
Hotmail? Do we want to do a Hotmail? Or Gmail?
I think for this podcast, we should use the most outdated and weird, like... email ending, right?
Yeah.
And just like freak people out.
AskJeeves.com.
Yeah.
You remember Ask Jeeves, John?
Yeah.
It was like Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you ask Jeeves?
What's that song, that dubstep song that goes wub 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 wub?
And the answer?
I'm just joking. But you remember those like back in the day where Yahoo Answers had some like wild questions?
Yeah, like.
Like,
how do I know if I'm Preganonet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite thread.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wait, you're young enough to, like, use? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, we were.
I am still...
John is, like, 18.
In the generation. I'm not 18.
All right, he just turned 21. Yes, 2 weeks ago.
Way to dox me, gosh.
But yeah,
you guys
want to
know his birthday?
No, please stop.
Questions that were like, am I pregnant? If like, you know, I haven't got my period in like 10 months.
Yeah.
Like,
pregnant.
Oh yeah, 10 months. It's like by this time, like the baby should already come out.
That was hilarious.
And it's like I'm not like bulging, but like, am I pregnant? I was like,
no one can help.
Does Yahoo Answer still exist?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Have they not gone AI?
AI.
Like Yahoo Answers AI.
Maybe it's just bots talking to other bots.
Oh, they just answer each other?
Like,
dude, it's one of the first ones. Yahoo
yeah.
Answers pregnant?
Yeah.
It's one of the first ones.
Someone made it into
yeah.
a song.
Maybe it's just bots talking to bots. Am I pregnant? And it's like the bot answers.
Pregnant-a-nand. Pregnant-a-nand.
But there's no...
John, we have to blur out your feet, by the way. These are free feet.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
this is...
Like,
you've been providing free content.
This is no,
this
not
is OF content.
This is not fair. I hate wearing socks. Can I be on the bench?
Yeah.
What was that?
It's like kind of clever.
Oh, I thought you were like, I hate wearing socks.
Not you.
You're not even in frame. Come
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Oh, you're just
come
like
in.
I'm playing with Clover.
He's over there.
Yeah.
I know. Look at him.
Oh, Yahoo Answers will be shut down forever. May 4th.
May the 4th.
This is 2021.
Okay, so it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Now it just exists in, like, screenshots.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we should, like, the last email part is, like, gotta be, like, the most out-of-pocket thing. Like, it's gotta be, like, something, like, no one has ever, like, heard of in, like, 20 years.
I don't know that many email things.
Yeah, Hotmail, that's it.
That's Hotmail.
Hotmail, Yahoo Mail.
AOL.
Mm-hmm. There's always Gmail, but that's too, you know, mainstream.
Yeah, Gmail's... Oh, shit.
I thought your shirt said Newark at one point.
Newark?
Yeah, like Newark University. Because you were facing this way. Like, they have a university in Newark? Cool.
Yeah, that's exactly where I work.
Yeah, more power to you. Mm.
I got the shirt in Korea, though.
Oh, you did?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, not why. Like, that's random. They have an NYU there, right?
But also, why?
It's cheaper than getting it from the New York University store. It's, like, literally, like, 15 or 20 bucks.
They have an NYU branch there, right?
They
have a Stony Brook. They have all the SUNYs in Korea, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
All the SUNYs?
Yeah, like SUNY schools in Korea.
Well, things have really changed since I went to college.
No, actually.
Yeah, they have satellite SUNY schools.
Yeah, back when I was in NYU, like, the whole thing was that, like, there's no NYU campus in Korea, but you can choose to, like, go to a partner university that they, like, partner with, like, a Korean university.
Yeah, SUNY Korea in Incheon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How come there's none of that when I was going to college?
Yeah, see, they have Stony Brook, FIT.
Wow.
That's hilarious. Admissions, let's see.
They didn't have enough international students with money, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of kidding, but I'm really not.
I just thought, like, why, you know, why not go directly to the stores?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why have them come to you when you could just go to them?
Yeah.
And charge the same prices, you know?
Bing bong, bing bong.
Okay.
Ah,
spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's okay, my ADHD is acting up.
Are you going to watch Inside Out too?
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Eventually.
Yeah. I have to watch the first one again.
Mm.
Pixar sponsor us. Even though Esther works for you already. Sorry.
Damn. Are you going to die for like that too?
Yeah.
Stop.
We blur all these out. Someone's got to edit these anyway.
I'm trying to keep editing to a minute.
Why you keep doxing people? Exposing where she works?
Know, right?
Dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, I already have, like, I don't want to, like, say it, but, like,
what's...
I just have quite a few stalkers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we talk about them, put them on blast?
No.
He wasn't.
Let's not give him a platform,
He wasn't there for the recent stalker one.
Yeah, okay. What about next podcast?
Yeah.
Stalkers?
Yeah, stalkers, next podcast.
What was this one about? Just intro, right?
Yeah. Intro and doxing.
Intro and doxing.
Well, bleep out the dox.
It's also a lot different than what we said in the beginning of this video.
Yeah, oh, do you want to talk about what we said in the beginning?
Yeah, what did we say in the beginning?
Would you like to?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, can
we not talk about my insecurities to two random strangers?
Okay. I feel like he was tense the entire time because he was waiting for one of us to bring it up.
Uh-huh, and then he brought it up. He was like, oh, why didn't you bring it up already?
And it's like, I mean, okay, we joke around about it when it's just us, but when the camera's on, of course we're not going to be like, yo, Steven.
Are you sure about that? I don't know.
I mean, you already expressed you're so uncomfortable with it, so it was like, for me, I was just like,
yeah.
If he brings it up, I'll bring it up.
Yeah. And then he brought it up, so should we bring it up?
Yeah. Should we end the podcast with this? Should we end the podcast with this? Take a vote.
Yeah. All in favor, 3v1.
Oh, God. I'd rather much prefer to be the camera guy you occasionally pan over to every now and then.
Like the mic guys that turn on the mic.
Yeah, like you see on the Bad Friends podcast, you just pan over them every now and then.
Or like Jamie from the Joe Rogan podcast, he'll just pull up pictures.
Yeah.
Jamie, pull this up.
But you're going to have to pull up pictures, or you're going to do some sound stuff, or like do some editing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
so fast.
The less I'm associated with it, the better, you know? Should we...
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to market towards the Gen Z and below. I don't think they're going to be digging this.
Well, you never know. They might love our sparkling personalities. And
What is Gen Z talking about?
I don't know. We
have
like a whole sidebar of disabilities.
And how misfortune brings about positive energy.
Yeah.
I think every generation, I'm going to sound like such a boomer, but every generation talks about the same shit. Like, it's just different. It's packaged differently, but it's like you're talking about the same shit. Money, sex, friends, she's so annoying, they're such a bitch, I hate this person, I hate that person, fuck them. There.
That's true.
Right? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by every
and now AI.
Oh, yeah.
Will it take over the world?
Yeah. But then before that, I bet there was, like, some other thing that was going to take over the world, like COVID or, like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or dogs.
Or dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're all the same.
Yeah. There's always a world-ending crisis, so, you know.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
COVID. AI. Cults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, World War II. Mm-hmm. Communism.
Cults.
Cults.
Spies.
Spies. Nuclear war.
Spies.
Spies.
Okay,
CIA.
Okay, same stuff. Same thing over and over. Okay,
KGB. The Gestapo.
You guys
KGB.
Are like, you know what you guys are like? You guys are like the idea people in like executive like film studios, and you're just like, blah. Yeah, that's what, we're doing. Pitching. Blah. Spies. KGB.
And do we make the studio money? Yes.
No.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 3. Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man with a new actor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome. We are the think tank.
No, so people like that be like, somehow Palpatine return bullshit.
Oh, don't get me started. Oh, gosh. You bought that movie, the last one, the ninth one.
Don't mention it.
Oh, okay.
No, I did buy it. Because I thought it was going to be better than the second one.
Oh my god.
They're going to redeem themselves.
My hair
just
fell.
It got
worse.
No.
Yeah.
We don't.
Are you
holding
your shirt?
I mean.
Are you beaching?
I mean, it did just take like.
You know what that means?
No. I don't really know, like, beaching as in like if whales are beached, you know?
That's another way. Beaching is like when your hairline is receding and it looks like a beach alcove.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, I did just take, like, a fucking, like, 20-hour flight back with a layover in Honolulu, so maybe that's it.
Maybe because you dyed your hair blue, then red.
And then nobody even fucking noticed
it.
You didn't give us a chance!
Looks great, by the way.
No, I literally was here for 2 hours, and then, like,
I was not.
And then I
You're getting flagged for our, you know,
yeah,
jobs.
I put my hair down.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you think about my hair? And they're like, oh.
Again, I just got here.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything either.
Because we were talking. I wasn't going to be like, oh, BT Dubs, you change your hair color.
That's exactly what you do.
It's like, that's what all my girlfriends did.
Yeah, BT Dubs, you change your hair color. It looks really nice.
Mid-conversation. Oh my god, did you color your hair? Like that.
Mm. Okay, fine.
I don't think you'd be talking to us if that's the kind of vibe you wanted.
This is why most of them don't have girlfriends.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know this stuff. I know.
I do.
I really do.
You said that and then you laughed at yourself.
No, I do. I promise.
What?
Okay, next podcast, stalkers.
Do you want to talk about stalkers, though? I don't know. This is like...
I don't know if we can contribute, because I don't
yeah.
have any stalkers.
Oh,
yes. I wish I did.
Okay, maybe after the first podcast, we'll see if there's any stalkers, and then, like, go from there.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Love the confidence.
in, like, you guys?
Just in general, you know?
I'm full of confidence, guys. I don't know where it comes from, but it comes from somewhere. Maybe my dad just be like... I love
you. I like how your ears like, you know, it's gonna do well enough for stalkers. Me out here thinking, we're gonna get some hate mail.
hey, that's how we know we've made it, you know?
We just get some hate mail, you know?
We're not
how can we get hate mail if we don't have a mail? Email.
Mm.
But it can't hate us.
Maybe if somebody keeps on doxing us, they'll find a way.
Hey, disable the comments.
Yeah. Esther at like blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's at a Gmail.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Let's end this before I run out of battery.